One more time now on Inside Agriculture. Let's get back to thinking about the cattle futures with Jeff French from Market to Market over the weekend.
A lot of these markets is about momentum. And right now, unfortunately, the momentum in cattle is to the downside. And, you know, in my opinion, you look at the charts and you look at where we're at. I mean, you got all the fat cattle trading right around that $200 mark. You know, I think we'll probably test that here in the next couple of weeks. We can see if we have, you know, psychological support. Feeders look like they want to test that $300 mark. I mean, it just feels like the momentum is down right now. And, you know, we are oversold. But you got to remember, I mean, we went up for 10 months straight in a row. I mean, we just went up almost every other day. So right now, yeah, the prices are looking like we are going to continue to slide. I think, you know, it's just the psyche of the market. I mean, when you have the administration saying they want to bring the product down, the prices down, you know, the investments, the investors and the funds, they're going to say, okay, I'll go play somewhere else. I mean, if I'm managing money and I'm long and I have a good position on, I'm going to sell that position and collect my money. So that's what we've seen here. Now with the CFTC just open, but they were closed for 7 weeks, you know, they had a huge long position. But I anticipate by the time when we catch up to the reports, the funds have switched from being long and actually are now short and pressing the prices lower. Beef demand has been great. You know, nothing, that's the thing, nothing really changed fundamentally, but everything changed. I mean, I know that doesn't make sense, but, you know, demand and the numbers have been tight. Now we got some carcass data that, you know, the carcasses are heavy. We're averaging 983 pounds per carcass per steer, which is 26 pounds heavier than last year. I mean, we are producing some very, very heavy cattle, but, you know, the market can handle it. I mean, the beef demand has been robust.
And finally, Jeff French's thoughts on hog futures.
Well, the hogs, you know, from September 30th, I mean, we've been pretty much straight down. You know, the funds were long 146,000 contracts. Seasonally, the hogs in November tend to work lower. But yeah, they're getting caught up with the sell-off in the cattle as well. You know, typically the protein complex, they roll together. Unfortunately, they've been rolling downhill here now. We've seen such a massive sell-off in the cattle. And we're coming on to some big psychological numbers that I think that, you know, it might not hold forever, but I do think we hold them here for a little bit. And I would look at the cattle to maybe look for a little bit of a rebound here next week.
As always, we try to end on a positive note. Inside Agriculture, I'm Mick Kerr, saying thank you for listening. Sure appreciate it. And we'll be back tomorrow morning right here. Inside Agriculture.